wearing them out. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth.
I'm gonna ask the resident golfer this question to start the show this morning. She's
too excited. What's up?
Is it ever going to get warm again?
I mean, it's supposed to be warm this weekend. Okay, in the 50s.
I figured you would know.
Yeah,
I
in the 50s this weekend.
If there's someone on the show who has a, you know, investment in the weather and getting warmer and being able to get outside. And
I mean, yesterday wasn't terrible. Yesterday was fine.
What's warm?
50s.
I need a little more than 50.
You guys know what's happening tonight, right?
Don't even say it. Is it the S word? Don't even say it.
Wasn't that supposed to be this morning? They pushed it?
No, I believe. Last I heard, it was Monday night into Tuesday morning, and a dusting of.
Why are you guys acting shocked? You're like acting. You're
no one's shocked.
No one's shocked.
No one's shocked. We're upset.
Yeah, okay. This is disappointment.
I thought there was a little bit of shock in there.
No. My first question was: is it ever going to get warm?
You've got two more. Sizable snows left.
No chance. Two more sizable snows.
Define sizable snow.
I'll take the under.
Yeah. 2 to 3 inches.
Oh, way under.
That's not sizable. 3 inches is a sizable snow in Wisconsin? You are soft as Charmin.
For April, yes. Sizable.
I think we barely got the over during regular winter on the sizable snow.
So you're saying yes or no to what I just said?
You're way wrong.
Way wrong.
Two more 2 to 3s? You're insane. I'd take that bet all day long.
Again, no. Chewy, I think we only had one. We maybe had 3 2 to 3s all winter.
Yeah.
That's why. It's a coming.
You don't even live here anymore. You have no idea what the hell
is
you're
why
talking
he feels
about.
So comfortable just throwing these out there. Just 2 to 3 more. There's no chance we have sizables.
No.
Tonight's going to be, like you said, a dusting. Which,
if you park your car outside, you probably have to wipe it off a little bit.
What was that sound you made the other day, Joshy, when Chewy was talking about the lunch meats?
I don't remember. I mean, this guy, he's just trying to make us feel bad.
Yeah, of course he is.
He has no intention. He doesn't mean what he's saying.
No, it's just...
You're saying he doesn't have any integrity?
Yes.
I tell you, the worst months in Wisconsin are March and April.
Well, how can April be the worst month?
Because you see light at the end of the tunnel, and then it's 40 the next day.
Yeah, this is why
very frustrating.
This is why February is the worst day. Yeah, or the worst month.
No, because February, you know what you're getting.
I'm putting it on the poll,
but it stinks. Like, at least I get some good days in April. There are zero good days in February.
March is the worst.
I disagree.
I was back there for a week and saw 6 hours of sun in 6 days.
It's because you're SAWFT. You're soft. Soft.
Yes. I did shut the pool heater off yesterday.
Is that like with a Boston accent?
Yeah.
You're soft. What do you mean you turn the pool heater off?
I don't need it anymore.
Ugh.
It's good. So it drops down. What did it drop down? It dropped down to 85. This morning, and it'll be back to 88, 89 with the sun. So
I assumed you turned it off to give a little hint to your friend who wouldn't get out of the pool, who wouldn't leave this weekend. You turned the pool heater off. Maybe he gets
out of it. Do you have friends like that just have no idea when to leave? Because if I go over someone's house to a small party or something, the first hint of, okay, it's time to wrap this party up, I'm out the door.
No, you're not. You're not even waiting around that long.
First of all,
you haven't seen a wrap up in months, years.
So my buddy, who's
you walk through the door and you're looking forward to leaving.
Who's a Division III women's basketball coach in Massachusetts? Very successful, 3 national championships. So he's down here for the women's Final Four. Because they have their convention tied into the Final Four. So we had a to-do Friday night. Probably 12 people, 15 people. He didn't know anyone, so he's here. So before we go to bed, we go in the pool. It's about 10, gets to maybe quarter of 11. Me and Angie throwing hints left and right. All right, let's wrap this up. You know, can you get this? He's not moving. He's still sitting in the pool as we're putting the floaties and shutting all the lights down. So I'm like, time to go. Like, okay, we're going to bed. And he's still sitting in the kitchen with his swimsuit on. I'm like, we're going to bed. Do you want to stay here? No. Okay, we're going to bed. Everyone else is in bed. I'm shutting the lights off. I'm like, are you going to stay here? Because I'm shutting down. What? Lock up the house. Before, and I don't know what happened. I just left. I went to bed.
So when you woke up this morning, he was gone? He wasn't there anymore?
He was gone.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I figured that was the
first thing. But do you have friends like that have no clue when to leave?
So it's a lack of situational awareness, right?
I guess.
Having too much
of a good time. Now, this is a kid. I've known him ever since he's been 3 years old. Neighbor. He would come into our house when none of the boys were home and just sit there and watch TV.
Well, there you go. I mean, there's a pattern of behavior here. Like, you should know that you have to be direct and overt with what you want with this kid because, well, from the time you know, all of the time you've known him, he's sort of been a little spacey.
He's 55.
Well, now.
I think that's on him. That's not on me.
Well, I mean, part of this is on you. If you didn't have such a nice house with a pool, the good booze, the good wine, I mean, you
he
know.
Doesn't drink. He doesn't drink, so he's one of those. Well, you know,
I was one of those.
This changes everything. I was about to blame alcohol because I was going to say everybody after they've probably had a few too many probably lacks awareness in that spot. Nope. But if you're dry, then you're just clueless or you think you're more comfortable somewhere than maybe you actually are.
Or you think people want to be around you longer than they do.
I never have that thought. Never crossed my mind.
Me neither, actually. I'm like you. I walk in a room and go, you're sick of me, aren't you? I'll just leave.
Time to go? All right, I'm out of here. Right.
I've already worn out my welcome, haven't I? Yeah. So you were dropping hints, right? Like, because I think it's very important. Like, you know, we joke around here in the Midwest that people do the thing where you slap on the knees and go, welp, about that time. Right. And that's the universal signal in the Midwest of, oh, things are wrapping up. Time to stand up. Time to get on out of here. But did you do the traditional Midwestern? Well,
yeah, because the game was terrible. So.
But also the game.
The game was at, I mean, the game was at 3 Eastern your time.
No. This is Friday night.
Oh.
This is Friday night. So the game was terrible. I think the last one was UConn. Who'd UConn play in the
UCLA?
Oh, come
UCLA.
On.
He wasn't going to get there. He wasn't going
to
get there.
But you're dropping hints of this game is terrible. Let's go to bed. You know.
Wait, so what time is this?
That we're dropping hints?
Yeah.
Well, everyone else had left.
How many people were there? Was it a small get together, a large get together? Okay, so it was a large get together. So he's the last man standing in a large group.
The kids were all out of the pool. Headed up toward me and Angie, you know, because he wouldn't take hints. I'm like, okay, will you bring those dishes in over there? Angie's telling me, just like, it's winding down.
Did you do the stretch? Did you do the... Did you do the yawn stretch?
When I say to him, give me your floaty, we're going to bed.
Yeah, you don't need...
Get the hint.
I'm just wondering if that was the first hint you dropped. Like, these have to be progressive, right?
I kept with the game is terrible. This game is terrible. Gee,
that's a little vague.
That's hard to tell.
Yeah, I agree, Josh. It's a little vague.
Because you're a complainer.
I'm a complainer.
You could just be complaining about the sport.
Could be a three-point game.
Right.
Chewy thinks it's terrible.
Yeah.
But I want to fast forward. So it's the end of the night. Clearly he knows you're going to bed. You've said multiple times you're going to bed. You've cleaned up the pool. You've cleaned up the party. These are all hints that this guy should have picked up on. Did you turn off the light and just leave him sitting there in the dark?
I got out of the pool. I put a shirt on when I leave the... He's standing in our kitchen with just his swimsuit on.
No shirt, no nothing.
No shirt, no shoes, no nothing. I got all the towels wrapped around me because on the way up, I'd throw them in the washer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, I'm like, what are you doing? We're going to bed.
What was his response when you said you were going to bed? What was his response?
There was none.
Just blankly looking at you?
Yeah.
Okay, I need a foolproof get the bleep out without saying get the bleep out. What is it?
I mean, turning off all the lights is pretty... I don't know what else you can do.
Here's how you do it. Do you need to call an Uber? Do you have a ride?
No, he's got a car there. He's got a rental car there, and he's staying probably 17 minutes
away. But to Joshy's point, maybe you ask the question to prompt the reaction of, oh, I should go.
Or if you know he's not, hey, you know you're going. You have the directions. Yeah. You're sure.
Well, I had nowhere else to go, and I said, do you want to stay here? Because we have a bed. No, I'm fine.
So I think we've all been there before. I have also had friends, maybe a little lack of self-awareness, and you're wrapping things up. You're ready to...
Yeah.
And they just don't seem to be getting the hint. And I think you just have to start moving towards the door. You move everything towards the front door, right? You're in a gathering space, whether it's the kitchen or the living room for the social activity, and you just start slowly moving towards the door. And it feels like when you grab that handle and you swing it open, you know, without taking your foot in, it's sort of a, okay, thanks again, really good time. It's great. Yeah, can't wait for the next one. That to me feels like an obvious, hey, get a move on. Yes, fair, unfair? Is moving towards the front door a viable...
He wouldn't move.
Yeah, if you're not moving when the lights are going.
And then the next morning, he scolded me for not going to church.
He's on a Saturday?
You were at church. No, this was...
Story's falling apart.
Because I guess I said I'd pick him up and take him over there. Totally forgot. He had scheduled something. And I'm like, I said, sir...
Seems like the scolding
said,
was
what
warranted.
Did you call my mother? He's the type of guy that would call my mother. So I responded back to him. I said, sorry, Charlene, I didn't make it.
Well, but if you told the guy you're going to take him.
Yeah.
Now, my mother.
This one's
my
on
my mother.
You. This one's on you.
If there's one seat in the lifeboat, my mother's giving it to him.
Okay. Great.
So that's been kind of the relationship. I mean, I didn't want to say it, but huge dork. But he knows he's a dork.
He so regretted it, I could tell.
Yeah. I still think we need to come up with the foolproof plan, the foolproof way to get somebody who is not taking any of the hints to leave the house. Chewy turned off all the lights, didn't work with this guy. Is there a foolproof?
I think we have an epidemic of being too polite. You could simply say, night's over, we're wrapping things up. Are you ready to go? Can we help you go? I think the dancing around it and hinting by saying this game is terrible, to me, I don't know if I'd pick up on that. Because I'd think, oh, that's Chewy being Chewy. He's complaining about something, how basketball was better back in his day. That to me means nothing. Now, lights, you should probably be catching a hint on.
but
that's what I'm saying.
That, Josh,
like, if you're not picking up on somebody going, hey, I'm going to bed and turning off the lights, you're not catching on to anything.
I'm just talking about universally. Maybe Chewy's buddy is the exception to the rule. Maybe he's an outlier, if you will, Gladwell. But for most people, what is the thing that gets them off of their keister and out the door? Is it washing the dishes? Somebody steps over to the sink and starts cleaning dishes. That to me is like a sign.
I'll do that mid-party.
See, that's tricky then. If you're a mid-party dishwasher.
Well, but Josh probably wants people out of his house at the mid-party.
I think part of the
reason he's doing the dishes is to get people out of his house.
At least half of them, right?
Yeah, maybe we'll clear out some people. That's a move, too. Make it seem like everyone's leaving, and then the people you want to leave, and you go, all right, party's back on. Get it back going. Let's fire it up. Pour some shots.
But I think...
Thank God they finally left.
All the kids going to bed, that's a huge sign, right?
Well, especially the kids going to bed. If the younger folks are going to bed.
All the kids were in bed, yes.
800-990-3776. I need your foolproof plans, your foolproof lines or moves that get people to out the door. Get them moving. Get them out of there. Night is coming to a close. Can't stay here, that whole thing. What is your move? What is your line? How do you get people out the door?
I don't know if you guys remember the story, but this is the same guy and his kid that came up for a Packer game and a Brewer game. And the Packer game was a preseason at 1 o'clock, and I came down at about 7:30, and they're in their Seattle, like the Seahawks, Seattle's jersey, sitting on the couch and going, aren't you going to shower and get ready? I'm like, hold on. You weren't under the impression that I was going to the game, were you? So I think that explains a little bit.
Well,
you know,
again, if you don't explain that you're not, if people came up here and you got them the tickets, typically people are going to think that you're going with them.
You know what the best one of all is? So me and Angie, they were leaving and we walked them out. He's got a 14-year-old kid. He made the 14-year-old kid sit in the back seat with a seatbelt on behind the passenger seat the in the front. And we're like, what are you doing? He's like, well, it's safer for... I'm like, he's 14. Is that true?
Do
people put 14-year-olds
I defer,
in the back
I defer
seat?
To the parent who once had a 14-year-old.
Yeah, I'm not going to shame anybody for being safe.
I was going to say, I remember that rule, but I never knew if it was like the wives' tale, like... When I believed that having your dome light on when you drove was like against the law, I thought there was like laws and rules. I don't know the actual like science behind, because obviously car seats exist for a reason. But at what age is it fine to be just in a seat?
Well,
and does
it's
the
height and weight dependent.
Yeah.
It also varies from state to state. But yes, whether scientifically you are safer in the backseat than you are in the front, especially when you're when the seatbelt might be too big for your body.
Right, where it reaches your neck, maybe?
Oh, I get it.
At 14? 14, Dyson was driving me to restaurants.
Hey, again, you're not the safety police here then, okay? If you've got your 14-year-old Uber driving you around.
Well, also, B, how big was Dyson at 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, over 6 feet.
Yeah,
just out of curiosity.
Larger than most grown men.
Do you feel it when your arguments are just crumbling before you? Do you have a visual in your head of like...
No, because the most important time, I think, and my father believed this, to introduce a kid to driving the car is in the snow. So then they know how it reacts, which is, I agree.
We got a lot of reaction rolling in on the Carbless talk and text line. For instance, Dumpy says, you know what? Never mind what Dumpy says. We're going to hold on to that. I got to address it with these guys during the break and see if I can even say what Dumpy said.
I'm
going to
tell
radio.
You this right now. Yeah. Nope. The answer is no.
Okay. Being a former bartender at closing time, we would say, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. That from Augie from Fredonia. Yeah, that's what I was getting to earlier. The old closing time thing. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. How do you get people to leave your house when they are not moving? Matthew says visiting hours are over. I like this one, though. Let's see. Scott says, can I get you something like your coat or a bottle of water for the road?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think he's biting on that. I don't.
Yeah, again, this guy wasn't biting on anything, Chew. You left him in the dark in your kitchen. This guy wasn't picking up on anything.
No.
You could have told him to get the hell out of here, and I think he's still sitting there.
Dave says, what about putting him to work if he's going to hang around? Give him some real random stuff to do. At least if he's lingering, you should get something out of it. Hey, can you dust that shelf over there? I've been meaning to do it.
Garbage needs
for,
to go out.
Oh, that's a good one. Can you take this garbage out on your way to the car?
Uh-huh.
That might be the foolproof one, Joshy. If I hand someone my garbage bags, I feel like that message has been sent loud and clear.
I wonder if he just went home in his bathing suit.
It's possible.
Yeah. Did he have other clothes?
Well, yeah, he came with clothes.
Are they still at your house?
You know, I should check the cameras of what time he left.
Yes, will you please do that during the break and let us know? Okay. That'd be amazing. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of stuff to get to. I'm sure you've noticed that the Brewers are doing some yeoman's work out there despite having a boatload of players injured early this season. We'll talk about that. The women crowned a champion yesterday. The men will do it this evening. And there was some Packers news over the weekend. We will get to it all this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
Need a new vehicle? Check out Ewald Automotive Group's Spring Into a New Sales event. Over 1,500 new and used vehicles, low price guarantee on new vehicles as well. Shop their certified best used cars starting under $9,995. Financing for everyone. No payments till summer with approved credit. Now is the time to upgrade. With Ewald, it is always friendly people who treat you right, great selection, and low, low prices. And again, the great thing about Ewald, 10 locations, plenty of options for you. And with Ewald, it's always easy. Mention the great people. They are fantastic to work with. It's why I have done it ever since I've been here in Milwaukee. It all starts by going to their website, ewaldauto.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can answer the question.
What's the question?
Can the Packers win without Aaron Jones on Sunday?
Yes. Will you stop? You know what he is?
He's
like the little devil on the shoulder.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Look, if you saw how the Brewers performed against the New York Yankees for the first series of the season, you might have been ready to throw in the towel, at least for the early portion of the year. Because the Brewers, for all the optimism that was surrounding this pitching staff in spring training, the depth of the pitching, in particular at the starting spot, you were thinking, woof, we are in a bad spot. This is going to be bad. And I got to be honest with you, the Brewers have done a hell of a job, especially with the pieces they have, at sitting at 500 now. So they lose the first three games of that series against the Yankees, guys. And since then, pretty good little record here. 5-2 at home to be 5-5 on the season. And this is yesterday after they announced that another starting pitcher is going on the injured list. Gabe, what's the latest?
I mean, they won yesterday.
They did. Yes, they won.
Trio had two home runs.
It is bad. Because yes, the Brewers do have depth in starting pitching. They do have starting pitching depth. But when you have seven guys that are currently now on the IL, one isn't actually hurt. Jose Quintana, not hurt, going to be eligible on Friday. He's just ramping up, so he'll come off, meaning you have six guys that are actually hurt. That's more than an actual starting staff. So when you have that many injuries, this is like the Lions and all the injuries they went through and somehow having to play. It's just ridiculous. And it's all like different types of injuries for everybody. You got a couple obliques in there, but a hamstring, a lat, a shoulder, flexor strain, all sorts of different injuries for these starting pitchers for the Brewers.
Do they blame anybody? Do they blame anyone, Gabe?
No.
Because if this happens in football, if there's a rash of, say, muscle pulls or like five of the same injuries, they always blame the strength coach, and a lot of times they fire the strength coach.
Well, the only thing...
So that doesn't happen in baseball?
Yeah, I mean, maybe if it was all like the same injury, but right. It's not.
If it was all like oblique.
Yeah.
If everybody's coming up with an oblique injury, you're going, okay, yeah. Something's
but,
not.
I mean, Woodruff is still ramping up because he had major shoulder surgery. Aaron Civale tweaked his hamstring. Nestor Cortez has a flexor strain. For DL Hall, it's a lat. And then Myers and
Perkins
and Ashby has an oblique.
Oh, but that's an outfielder.
That's an outfielder, pitchers, yeah. That's a. Yeah.
I also think with baseball, especially with pitchers, it would go deeper than just the strength trap. It would go to the training program and the work they're putting those pitchers under. But I don't think, as Gabe pointed out, that you can point to that because it is all different injuries.
Yeah.
But yeah, like... They kind of get dictated to them how they're going to train and use their arms and be out pitching because they are so valuable.
Yeah, so I can't really blame anybody because Civale has a hamstring and Cortez has a flexor. You know, those are just two wildly different injuries.
Now, the good news is they're saying that Cortez's is a concern level low. So that's helpful. Obviously, if there's going to be another injury, concern level low makes you feel a little bit better about it. But I really want to spotlight, guys, how they have been figuring out ways to win games. Because you would think, Chu, that not having your ideal starting pitcher, not being able to trot out a guy to go deep into these games on a day-by-day basis, you know, you'd be up against it. And there'd be no way that you'd be able to dig yourself out of that type of hole. And yet, here they are. So you guys mentioned, obviously, Jackson Churio with a big day yesterday. People were, you know, talking about how he had a slow start to the season, but he would eventually come on. I don't think there was a lot of real concern about Jackson Churio being able to hit the ball. Chu, have you ever had a stretch in your career where you guys were up against it from an injury standpoint, and you still figured out a way, maybe, to win games in spite of the health of the team?
We went through a stretch in 96 where...
Oh, man.
Is it Robert tears his ACL,
mm-hmm.
Free breaks his forearm, and I tear my plantar fascia. So those three pieces on offense. Then we went through a skid. We lost in Kansas City, who was pretty good. They were a good team. And then we go to Dallas and really don't compete, even though... the score wasn't too crazy. And then we go to St. Louis, who's absolutely horrible. They have like two wins, and we're tied at halftime like 9-9 with them. And that's when a blow up happened. And then we work our free came back. I came back. Robert was gone, but.
But you pick up Andre Rison, and you navigate your way through that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it happens. But they went through this last year, didn't they? I mean, they lose Woodruff, and then Miley gets hurt, and then they're scrambling, and there's got what wasn't it, Gabe?
Yeah,
so they're kind of used to these types of things
to an extent, but it wasn't this.
Not this bad.
Yeah, the good news is, because as you mentioned, like with Woodruff, with Wade Miley, those were season-ending injuries. All these guys are expected back at some point. Unfortunately, most of it seems like it's going to be end of April, early May, middle of May. So there's still a lot that they have to do to navigate this. They're going to get some help with Quintana this Friday. Who knows when Savali's going to be back from the hamstring. And then after that, yeah, you're looking of still navigating the rest of this month and into May.
Well, because then you have to fight the urge to overwork the healthy guys, right? Like, you can't ask them to go deeper into games to try to preserve a bullpen, because you got to do a bullpen day at some point. You got to do the old either the opener type thing or a bullpen day where every guy is coming out of the pen, essentially. Like, you got to fight that urge to say, all right, Quintana, good to have you. Gonna need you on 4 days rest. Like, that doesn't do you any good at this time of the year either.
No,
so it's a tricky spot that Pat and company are in, Gabe.
I think it's going to be a lot on the bullpen. Like, they've got some guys. I know everybody was in love with Craig Yoho. During spring training, it's guys like that they're going to have to come up, because they're just going to cycle through guys in the bullpen of, yeah, we might overuse you and then send you down, give you some rest before we eventually bring you back up. But that's what it's going to have to be, because it's great that Freddie earlier in the week was able to throw 8 innings, which is something he hadn't done in a long time. And he did it efficiently, under 100 pitches. It's just about, okay, how do we continue to navigate that? And a lot of that's just going to be on the bullpen. They're going to have to use bullpen arms.
Is this the position in all sports where you have to be 100% in order to play?
Yeah, as close to it as possible. Yeah, because if you're just
a hamstring and you're coming back,
oh, it's off. You're off.
I mean, that still affects the way you throw the ball.
100%.
Yeah.
What's with you and I with the jinxing today? That's twice in two segments now where Gabe and I have basically...
Let's make it 3-for-3.
A downtick in like 2 miles per hour in your fastball can mean you get absolutely destroyed.
Yeah. It's the difference between a strikeout and a ball that's traveling 450 feet.
It is. Like, they track that when guys are losing velocity, even like in-game, if it seems abnormally low, they'll pull guys like preventatively and like be like, we need to check out what's going on here because something's not right with them.
Yeah, so I think you're right, Chu. You have to be as close to 100% as possible to have any sort of... Because, yeah, if you're losing velocity, then your breaking pitches aren't even breaking as much. It is, everything goes to hell.
So Jair would have been a hell of a pitcher then, right?
He would have been fantastic.
So philosophically...
He'd be in the minor leagues.
If you're a Brewers fan, gang...
It's a great drive-by Jair. Just
take him out. Not even talking about the Packers, and all of a sudden, Jair's getting shrapnel from this conversation. But here's what I want to hit on before we move on. If you're a Brewers fan, this is very promising, right? Like, that was the sentiment that I walked away from after watching them. And again, Reds had a lot of trouble. Reds had a lot of trouble scoring runs this weekend. But if you're a Brewers fan and you're going, holy moly, they're taking chicken salad. Nope. Take, you know what? They're doing, the thing. The thing where you take the thing and you turn it into the thing.
Taking
that's what they're doing.
Bleep and making chicken
Thank
salad.
Thank you. That's exactly right, Joshy. They're taking the bleep and they're making the salad. And that makes me optimistic for when this team gets healthy. That's what it does. It makes me feel like if they can hang and tread water and keep their breathing above the water now, just think when this staff gets healthy. Just think when this team gets healthy. Mm-hmm. That I feel a lot better, even though I was feeling a little bit of dread and not overwhelming, because I know baseball's a long season, so don't come at me in the mentions. But I felt a little dread after they gave up 36 runs to the Yankees in the opening series. Not going to lie. And I thought, this is what it's going to be like, series in and
single-handedly,
series out.
The pitching staff created a controversy in baseball. Single-handedly. Because of the torpedo bats. Turns out Brewers pitching was just bad. Turns out, torpedo bats, not that big of a deal. Turns out, when you throw a bunch of just bleep-high fastballs, they get hit out of the ballpark on a pretty regular basis.
This is why I said at the beginning of the season, this is the front office that I trust the most in the state. This is it. This is why.
It's hard to disagree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, because how many people knew who yesterday's starter was? Anybody?
Chad Patrick?
Chad Patrick was that gentleman's
name. 26-year-old first time in the bigs, I believe.
Wait, didn't I send you guys that last week, too? I was like, MLB Network is saying this guy is starting for the Brewers, and I sent you his bio, and none of us had heard of him.
Yeah, What about the guy who pitched so well on Friday night? Anybody?
I don't even remember his name.
Lefty Tyler Alexander. Let her create a name.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
like,
going to say, these are not real
these
names.
These are just like, first names. Just create a player from MLB The Show. These are the type of guys who are just.
It's an AI pitcher. He's just a hologram out there.
Yes. Yeah.
There's some kid back at home just programming the strikes or programming the pitches. Ball, strike, 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 ball. Do you feel like I do, which is after seeing what the Brewers have done in the first 10 games of the season, knowing what they're dealing with from an injury standpoint, this is giving you more optimism for this team headed into the further months, the months ahead? Gabe, do you feel the way that I do, which is, man, if they can do this now, I feel real good for when they start to get these guys back in May, in April. Well, Cortez is a TBD. That doesn't make me feel as good.
Yeah, because the concern level is low, but still you don't know, is that just one stint on the IL? Is it going to be an extended stint? So still waiting for news on Nestor.
Or is 2 weeks, which is kind of what we're looking at here. Savali eligible 4/15. Myers end of April. Is 2 weeks too much for them to overcome?
No. No, not based upon years past. They're a playoff team. They're a playoff team, and all you got to do is get in the playoffs and then get hot. That's it.
I am still, to quote Samuel L. Jackson, I'm still holding on to my butt a little bit. Because, yesterday, fantastic for, our guy Chad Patrick. But he's probably going to have to do it, three or four more times before we get the Brewers to be completely healthy. So if they can get to the end of April and some of those reinforcements start coming and they're 500 a little bit better, then you're going to feel fine. Then you're going to feel perfectly fine. Okay, now we're healthy. Now we can go. But you just have to be able to keep treading water for the next 3 weeks.
Well, and for anybody who wants to put a little money on the Brewers over at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, guys, this week, obviously, them winning these games has moved the number a little bit. Josh, I believe when we talked about it this week, what was it, 4-something?
I think it was 340. Plus 340?
Oh, well, now it's plus 350. So now's the time to get in on the Brewers to win the National League Central. Cubs are the favorite, obviously. But if you think that this Brewers team could do what they did last year and win the NL Central, might be a good little bet to put some money on right now, as they are probably never going to have a tougher row to hoe than they are navigating currently with the injuries they are dealing with. Are you like me, The way the Brewers have performed in the first 10 games of the season, especially after the three-game series against the Yankees, I'm feeling more optimistic about what this team can do. The fact that they have been able to keep their heads above water with all of these injuries. Let us know, 800-990-3776. Weigh in on the Carbless talk and text line or chat with us on the YouTube stream. We are at ESPN Milwaukee. We'll be right back after this.
Bucks fans, time to show off your skills. And with a pair of Bucks tickets on the line, if you do that, we all know this is the time of year we're all a little distracted by hoops, whether it's at home, on the driveway hoop, if you go, you know, maybe to your gym, they've got a court there. Maybe you're just at work, you're rolling up a ball of paper and firing that into the garbage at work. We're all trying to get buckets, and we want you to show us your best shots. Send us a video at ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter using the hashtag BucksTrickShot of your creative shots. Send it in before April 8th. Again, this deadline is tomorrow. And you could win $2 tickets to the regular season finale April 13th against Detroit. Remember, hashtag BucksTrickShot. Send us your best trick shots on Twitter and submit your stuff.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's a lot of sodas now that are prebiotic sodas as
well. They
don't
work. They're called poop. They're really called poop, I think. You buy them on Amazon.
I thought you were going to stop talking.
You got a lot of brust in you. You know that?
On 94.5 ESPN.
People have some thoughts on your Milwaukee Brewers. Dave from Aaron says, I said when we started 0-4 this season, if we can keep it to 500 through the month of April and our starters get healthy, we will be in good shape. Meanwhile, Chef Ed weighing in saying, Yelich, Contreras, and Hoskins haven't even hit yet. My bold prediction, the Brewers will be in the NLCS. Well, I'll take it. I'll take it absolutely on March. What is it? On April 7th?
April 7th?
April 7th.
Don't even know what month it is.
Don't even know what month it is. Could be March. Chewy says the weather's worse in April than it is in March here in Wisconsin. Get us your Brewers thoughts. Are you, like me, more optimistic about the Brewers' chances to represent the NL Central based on what you've seen with them dealing with all these injuries? Again, I think it is a feather in the cap of Pat Murphy, and I think that there should be even more optimism and excitement for what this Brewers team can do. Yes, agree, disagree? Or do you think I'm getting out over my skis?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of optimism. They still have this month to go. And if Chad Patrick continues throwing this way, if Tyler Alexander continues to throw the way he did on Friday, then they're going to be just fine. But as we saw, some of this can also blow up on them the way it did against the Yankees. I think it's going to be a rocky road. I don't think that they're in the clear by any stretch of the imagination. Whoever the first texter was, I agree with them. If they get to the end of this month and they're at 500, that's when some of the reinforcements are going to start to come. We know that we've got Quintana coming up on Friday, or potentially he's eligible to come off the IL on Friday, so he could potentially help out the Brewers. And then hopefully you get some of these other guys starting to get healthy.
Is St. Louis a threat?
No.
Not at all?
I mean, I don't think so. They're 4-5 right now, Chew, but
yeah.
This is a team that won like 83, 84 games last year and didn't really do anything to improve.
Yeah.
It's the Cubs. I think the Cubs are the one you got to worry about.
But who cares if you get two teams coming out of this division? Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter because it'll be a dogfight with the Cubs. Cubs are better. So it's early. It's early. Pump the brakes, you know. But I like where they're at.
Hard not to be. Hard not to.
NLCS.
I love, Chewy, I love where they're at. They started 0-4, and they were giving up home runs like it was going out of style.
The run differential right now, guys, if you pull up the old MLB.com.
We don't need to look at that, Jen.
I was just going to say, it is always going to be skewed because of that first series of the season. When you give up 36 runs, I believe that's what it was.
Just saying, when you pull up the standings, you know, just put your hand on the right part of the screen and don't focus on that side of it. Just focus on the left part.
Wasn't there something last year like the Brewers were one of the only teams that were leading their division but had a negative run differential? And we were like,
it was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, last year they were actually really positive in that.
Mm-hmm. So it was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
then.
And I believe the like previous three also. they were winning close games and also getting blown out a lot.
Jerry weighs in saying, Chewy trusts the Brewers front office more than any other in the state. Curious his reasons. The Bucks won a championship. He has urged the Packers to make splashes in free agency. Don't tell him to look at the Brewers' offseason moves. Chew, why is the Brewers the franchise that you have the most confidence in?
Because baseball's unfair. Grossly unfair. It's unfair.
Because of the no salary cap. Monetarily is what he's saying.
Yeah, it's just not fair. I mean, if baseball was fair and they had a hard cap like NFL, if they had the NFL model, they'd be the Kansas City Chiefs. They'd be the San Francisco 49ers. They would be one of those franchises that, you know who they'd be? They'd be like Pittsburgh, you know?
Okay.
Everyone every year wants to be like, oh, they don't know. Russell Wilson you're rolling with and Fields, and they make the playoffs because they have a great organization. That's what I feel, you know, as of late with the Brewers. You know, they just figure out a way to get it done. And I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series, but I have every bit of confidence that they'll make playoffs.
So, again, some of that is because then you don't necessarily think the Brewers can make the World Series, but you think the Packers should make the Super Bowl, right? To me,
yes.
It comes down to a difference of expectations from what I'm hearing from you.
Well, but also there's no – I mean, Brian Gutekunst had more money to spend off this offseason, didn't do it. Like, the Bucks have a bunch of money to spend. The front office for the Brewers – they've got more restrictions than those other teams.
Yes.
So when they're inactive in the offseason the way that they were, that's not a sign. Chewy's looking at it as they're not choosing to do that. This is, hey, these are the limitations that we have. If we can make something work, we'll try to make something work, but there are more limitations to the finances that the front office of the Brewers have than the Bucks and the Packers.
Is it safe to argue that both the Packers and Bucks have underwhelmed, save for obviously the one championship the Bucks have a few years back, and the Packers are the Brewers are constantly overachieving from what all their expectations are. Like, that's where we're at. The Brewers get the very most out of the least resources out of all three of those places.
Yeah, because every year, how many games are the Brewers going to win?
Right.
82. Oh, well, here you go. They won 93 again.
Right. So it's I agree with Chewy fully. Like, you get the absolute most out of the Brewers, and they are they've been in the middle pack, and now they're towards the bottom in spending. And they, once again, are a competitive team that are going to have a good chance to win the division and be in the playoffs.
It's like Willy Adames. Everyone knew there was no chance of him resigning. There was no chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
No chance. If Willy Adames was on the Packers, you would fully expect for them to re-sign him.
Yeah.
Correct?
Correct.
And that's the difference. They just figure out a way. Because it's unfair.
We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It's still a lot of stuff to get to. I'm sure you saw the Ovechkin news over the weekend. There are some streaks in sports that are going to have a tough time ever being broken. We thought that was one of them, and here we are. What's next? What'll be the next big streak in sports that gets broken? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the show. Stick around. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.
Let me tell you about our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because there's lots of buzz surrounding the draft. That's coming up. It's coming up fast. But you're not going to be finding a draft seeping through Pella's windows and doors. I was just out at their showroom last week, got to meet with a couple of people out there. Fantastic. Can't wait to have them at my house, and they can take a look at the windows I have, take a look at the doors that I have, and see if there's anything they can do to help my home be more energy efficient. And the great thing to me about Pella Windows and Doors, obviously they have great people, but the way they stand behind their product, and as long as they've been around, it is just fantastic. And they have so many different options for your budget, for your style. They're going to make sure you walk away happy. And right now, you can take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customizations. Certain restrictions do apply. The deal does end April 30th, so place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I just figured if I got the yellow ones from Mexico, I could slip those in without her. Did you know the Viagra in Mexico is yellow?
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Wait, can you just paint it? You just drop it in a little food coloring?
You probably
call
could,
it an
like
egg?
An egg? I'm going to try that.
Easter has a new meaning in the Chamorro household.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You know what makes me happy? My wife being happy. That's why I go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest. Most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones. He's got the engagement ring and the wedding bands from the jewelry center for his wedding in 2022. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry, like my championship ring, when it needs work. I know where I'll be taking it to the Jewelry Center. They have three locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts online at shoptjc.com. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The Jewelry Center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com. When really it's closer
than it is too far. I just want you guys to picture me on an airplane this weekend, listening to the show and listening to Joshy doing his best Chewy impression. You know what makes me happy? I was laughing in my seat out loud to the point that the woman next to me looked over. I was like, sorry. sorry. I know I'm disruptive. I apologize. It's unfortunate you got stuck next to me. That was very funny stuff, Joshy.
Yeah, he was giving me crap. And I mean, Chewy, you could just never actually, you could just play one of them over and over again because it doesn't change. His inflections, his voice. And he was critiquing my live reads when his are close to AI as humanly possible. They have the same emphasis, the pronunciations, the rises, the falls. They're all just written for him right ahead.
Well, the boss thanked me. He said, hey, thank you for working with Josh. That was great. Just saying.
What boss? Just out of curiosity, was that Ashley?
That's
this
confidential.
Time
one of them. Confidential.
The boss.
One of them.
Yeah, we got a lot of them around here. A lot of them around here. So just keep that one in the back. But it was a confidential conversation between my guy and the boss.
Although you are supposed to be an A or an F, so is he at least getting one of those grades?
Who, me or Josh?
Joshy.
Josh, I'd give him a B.
Great. Don't want to be. You want to be an A or an F?
Well, you know.
I don't think that applies to live reads. I don't think anyone, unless it goes so poorly that it becomes like a part of the show.
I think it's for Chewy.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I've
give
done
us
poorly.
Your best or give us your worst. There is no in-between, big
I
guy.
I think we should bring back the Blammer read, though, even though we don't have that sponsor anymore.
Well, that would just make it tough. You're going to have to get him, when you come back, you're going to have to get him to tape a new one.
The Jewelry Center?
Absolutely.
Okay. He's going to want something.
Careful what you
that's
wish
that's
for.
On you. You're the one who's got your...
He's going to want something.
Oh, that's up to you.
But don't you have a whole list of things that you could give him?
The Blammer?
We all know what he wants. It's one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chewy doesn't know if he wants to give it up for a live read.
Well, I got to negotiate how many.
And he has to pass it through Angie. She counts it.
Yeah, she's done. Good point.
Yeah. But you say, listen, I don't have to do the live reads if we pass him a little blue pill or a couple of little blue pills.
Oh, no, she'd say just one.
Seems fair.
She's, she's like, spray paint some Tic Tacs and call it a day. All right, we still got a lot of stuff to get to here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We want to talk about those records. Obviously, the Ovechkin thing happens over the weekend. Passing Wayne Gretzky. What is the next record to fall? Will these records ever fall? We'll talk about that when we come back on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.